Shalom and welcome to Sem Torah for Parshat Nitzavim. Again, with all the parshiot in Sefer Dvarim, but we feel it even more so towards the end of the Sefer, we have Moshe Rabbeinu's last speeches before he passes away and passes on the mantle of leadership to Yehoshua. The parsha begins, Atem nitzavim hayom kulchem lifnei Hashem Elokechem. All of you are standing before Hashem. And then the parsha, the Torah enumerates, Rashechem, Shifteichem, Ziknechem, Shotreichem, Kol Yish Yisrael, Tapchem, Nishechem, etc., etc. It's a strange way to begin, and we're going to come back to that. If we already said, Atem nitzavim hayom kulchem lifnei Hashem Elokechem, you don't need to enumerate the leaders and the elderly and the police officers and the women and the children, etc. You don't need to. Why does the Torah do that? But perhaps a deeper question is with the language, with the use of the language nitzavim. Atem nitzavim hayom. What does it mean nitzavim? Why not say atem omdim or just atem lifnei Hashem Elokechem? What does it nitzavim mean? And Rashi, in the beginning of the parsha, explains a few psukim, in his words, lefi pshuto shel parsha, just a pasha pshat, and then he explains those psukim in an agadic fashion. And on that pasuk, as Rashi understands the words atem nitzavim hayom kulchem, Rashi says the following: lefi shehayu Yisrael Yotzin mi parnas le parnas. Excuse me, mi Moshe le Yoshua. Rashi points out, based on a Medrash Tanchuma, that Bnei Yisrael were moving, were transitioning from one leader to another leader, from Moshe to Yoshua. Lefikach says, the Medrash says, Rashi, Lefikach asa otam matseva. He made them into a matseva. We're going to discuss that word in detail in a minute. He made them into a matzeva, a form of a mizbeach, lezarzem, to encourage them. Don't worry about it. And Rashi continues and says that's exactly what Yehoshua did. And that's exactly what Shmuel did. Yehoshua also had them together when he was transitioning out of leadership. Shmuel also pulled them together. He tiatzvu, he uses the language of the of nitzavim. And we have to ask ourselves, what does this mean? What does it mean? In general, we can just say a very nice message, and I think it's important to point out, that transition always breeds nervousness, always breeds fears of instability, of uncertainty, of volatility. And Hashem says, don't worry, you are a matzeva, you are a solid rock. You're stable, you're steady, excuse me, you're unwavering. And this is certainly an important message in the beginning of the school year, in the beginning of the new year. We're nervous. There's a certain level of nervousness, and yet we say, "Be a matzeva." Hashem says, "Don't worry. There is stability." And I think that we have to go a little bit deeper. Hashem wants us to be a matzeva. He wants us to survive, so to speak, the transition and survive the transition of leadership. But what is the message behind this expression of matzeva? Hashem wants us to be a matzeva. This is especially powerful question if we turn back a few parshiot to Parshat Shoftim. Parshat Shoftim tells us the following prohibition: Velo takim lecha matzeva asher sanei Hashem Elokecha. You're not allowed to maintain, you're not allowed to uphold, you're not allowed to create a matzeva that Hashem hates. So it's strange that here he does want us to be a matzeva. Another very powerful question on that pasuk, which is related to our question, it's a very simple question. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Parashat Shoftim tells us, V'lo takim lecha matzeva, he hates, asher sanei Hashem Elokecha, he hates a matzeva. But didn't Avraham make a matzeva? Didn't Yitzchak make a matzeva? Didn't Yaakov make a matzeva? It's very strange. Now the Mefarshim there give a number of answers as exactly what that means. Rashi over there, based on the Gemara, says that even though it was beloved in the days of the Avot, but now it's hated because it became a chok for Avodah Zarah. There's a lot to talk about. The Ramban talks about this also there. Sis Chachamim explains it a little bit. Rashi says that Matseva was good in the old days, but because the non-Jews, Knanim specifically, turned it into Avodah Zarah, we don't do it anymore. The Rashbam says that it became Aser to bring a korban on a Matseva once there was a Mizbeach that was fixed in Israel, either in Shiloh or elsewhere, or especially Yerushalayim. In other words, only now is a Matseva Sanei Lashem Elokecha. It's hated now, but in those days it wasn't hated because we didn't have that fixed main central Mizbeach. The Ibn Ezra there says that, of course, you can bring a korban on a matzeva, like Avram did, like Yitzchak did, like Yaakov did, but you can't bring for Avodah Zarah. In other words, he would read the pasuk, you're not allowed to bring a matzeva that Hashem hates. You could bring a korban on a matzeva that Hashem loves. Okay, that's the over there in Shoftim. But coming back to our parsha, we said, Atem nitzavim hayom kulchem. Rashi tells us that we have to be like a matzeva in times of crisis, in times of transition. And we'd like to figure out deeply what that means. I'd like to share an idea that Rav Kook says. He says it a little bit differently. This is quoted from his Ktav Yad, from his handwriting. And it's quoted in a sefer called Sichot HaRav Tzvi Yehuda. That was his son, HaRav Tzvi Yehuda Kohen Kook. And this is from on our parsha. On our parsha. It's on page 275 over there. Rav Kook says, first of all, he begins by describing how Hashem is perceived in the world and how Hashem was perceived in the world in the past. Before the Avot came to the world, people saw various things in the world. They saw rain, and they saw war, and they saw healthy people, and they saw sick people. They saw planets, and they saw seasons. And they said, there's many gods. There's a rain god, and there's a war god, and there's a health god, and there's a planet god, and whatever it is. When the Avot came, they had a job, so to speak. And their job was to teach the world that everything is really all from one God. There is no Chas V'Shalom, there's no rain God, and there's no war God, and there's no sick God, and there's no... That's old. We don't believe that whatsoever, Chas V'Shalom. We believe that everything emanates from God's will. Everything is one. Everything comes from the One. And there is nothing in the world besides the One. And that was the job of the Avot. To bring people to the understanding that everything is focused on the One. Says Rav Kook, as the idea of one God spread throughout the ages and throughout the world, a new job was developed. That is, once the Torah was given, and once Bnei Yisrael was formed, a new national job came into being. Our job, of course, these are two sides of the same coin, but our focus now is on the many. Everyone serves Hashem from his or her own place. Everyone uses his or her unique talents, and everyone uses his or her unique personality. It doesn't mean a chas v'chalila that we can do whatever we want. On the contrary, we follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we follow his Torah, we follow his mitzvot. And we do so with Shivim Panim LaTorah. We believe that everyone has access to Hashem. Everyone can daven. By the way, it's more than that. Not only everyone can and should serve God, everything can and serve God, so to speak. Food can have a holy component if it's done properly. Work can have a holy component if it's done in the proper way. Music, etc., etc. Everything and everyone. And so the focus now is to use the multitude of factors, the multitude of contexts, the multitude of circumstances that Hashem gives us in order to serve Him. Again, these are two of the same coin. They're the same thing. It's only difference on the focus. We focus now our avoda on oneness. In other words, our focus on the avoda. Our focus of the Avodah was on the oneness when the world or the Jewish people needed that. But our focus in our Avodah of everything being part of that whole, of that one. We did that when the world, or when Klal Yisrael needed that. And now we come back to our question. Why was a matzeva desired and beautiful in the days of the Avot, and yet hated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu later on? Well, says Rav Kook, originally, the matzeva, of course, was beloved. A matzeva is made from one solid stone. Our service to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in those days was the focus on the one, on the focus that everything was part of that one. And therefore, our focus, our avoda, was on a one-pieced matzeva. In the words of Rav Kook, Al kein b'yimei ha'avot shelo haita metziuto yitbarach nodat. In those days, in the days of the Avot, when the existence of God was not well known, hayu tzrichim legalot kvodo bichlal, hayu tzrichim lematzeva shel even el hora'at ha'achdut. We needed, our avoda had to be done on a matzeva to show the achdut. It's one. V'yatza mizeh, v'yetze mizeh shehu tzur lakol. And God is the tzur, is the rock, is the one for everything. V'haya dai le'olam az. And says Rav Kook, that's all that was needed in those days. That's exactly what was needed. Well, there was a problem. People thought there were many gods. We said, chalila. There's only one, and so we focused on the one. However, once the Torah was given, and once the world began hearing about the idea of one God who created the world, who is a part of the entire universe, who focuses and thinks about, so to speak, the entire universe, then our focus shifted. Our avoda focuses now on the klal, on the many. Everyone and everything in that universe comes from God and can serve God and should serve God and must serve God. In the words of Rav Kook, aval, kishenatan Hashem yitbarach Torah le'amo, v'hikiram godlo v'tiferet uzo. Once the Torah was given and the nation and the world began recognizing His greatness, v'natan lehem Torah u'mitzvot lachnia kol davar chitzoni, and the Torah and the mitzvot were given in order to harness every external thing in the world, be'echrach lehem lada'at, ki harabim rak mikocho po'alim mitalchim. Says Rav Kook, and I'm skipping some of it, says Rav Kook, the focus shifted. Now the focus is on the many, so to speak. We have to recognize that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything matters. Our avoda is on a mizbeach. What's a mizbeach? It's many stones coming together. It's many stones in the service of Hashem. Our avoda now is that of a mizbeach, fusing many pieces and bringing them into the service of Hashem. Everything counts. Everything matters. And that, says Rav Kook, that is why in the old days, the matzeva, the one rock, was our focus, because we focused on the one. Everything, let's convince the world, teach the world, educate the world, enlighten the world, that everything comes from the one. But as the world progressed, we were getting close, but not there yet. We have to realize, yes, there is one God, but we also realize that on the many, everything comes from that one God. Every person and everything. And perhaps this is an answer, Rav Kook doesn't say this, but I'm wondering perhaps if this is an answer to the question with which we started. We ask that Hashem wants us to be a matzeva in order to survive this transition. And we asked, what is the message behind the matzeva that Hashem wants us to be? And perhaps one can suggest, in the spirit of Rav Kook, usually our job is to look around the world, excuse me, and to appreciate that everything comes from Hashem. That comes from Hashem, and that comes from Hashem. My food comes from Hashem. My job comes from Hashem. My money and everything is a potential vehicle to serve Hashem. And the same is true with people. Usually our job is to appreciate the differences between every Jew and to appreciate them for their unique contribution to the world and to avodat Hashem. We all come from different backgrounds. We have all been given different gifts. We have all been handed different challenges And all of those differences are to be celebrated and appreciated and cultivated in the service of Hashem and in Kiddush Shem Shamayim. However, in times of crisis, Chas V'Shalom, that focus is set aside. It's still true, but the focus is set aside. We focus less, or maybe not at all, on how the different components of the world can serve Hashem. We shift our focus from a mizbeach, and we shift our focus to a matzeva. We shift our focus away from the differences of everything and every person, and instead we focus on unity, on togetherness. We stick together and we band together. And this is what Moshe says at the beginning of our parsha. As Moshe is set to depart, and as Yoshua is prepared to take over, as one sun sets and as another sun rises, as Bnei Yisrael become anxious as to who will lead them going forward, after all that Hashem says, Moshe says, Atem nitzavim hayom kulchem lifnei Hashem Elokechem. Now, in this crisis, in this anxiety, be a matzeva. Stand together, focus inward, focus on achdut. We are all together focused on the one, on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Certainly there is a time and place to focus on Rashichem, Shivtechem, Ziknechem, Shotrichem, Kol Ish Yisrael, Tapchem, Nishechem, Gercha, Chotei Veitzacha, Shoev Meimecha. Sure there is. They were already included in the Atem Nitzavim Kulchem. But usually we focus on every single person from the Rashichem to the water carriers. But now the job is La'ovrecha Bivrit Hashem Elokecha. Now is the time. Band together. Come back to Hashem. Remember the Brit. Why? Leman hakim otcha hayom lo le'am. What was everything focused on? We said about a matzeva, lo takim lecha matzeva. Today you are leman hakim otcha. Today is the day where you stand up like a matzeva. And how does that happen? How do we band together? How do we survive this anxiety? How do we survive this crisis? We stand together like a matzeva. The psukim continue. V'lo itchem levadchem anochi karet et habrit hazot v'et ha'ala hazot. Hashem's not making a covenant just with you people standing here. It's ki et asher yeshno po imanu omer hayom lifnei Hashem Elokeinu ve'et asher einenu po imanu hayom. This is a unity of all people. This is an achdut of the high and the low and the middle and in between. It's an achdut of the past and the present and the future. It's not just about you. You will survive this anxiety. You will survive this crisis if you act like a matzeva. And imitz Hashem, we do that every single day in davening. We always daven in the plural. Every time we stand in a moment of crisis before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can stand alone. And that is what we do sometimes when we're in times of peace, so to speak. We think about everybody as individual units and how we can all serve Hashem. But now is not the time for that. Now is the time, either in the days of Parshat Nitzavim, or now. Nitzavim is always read before Rosh Hashanah. As we stand together, Kivnei Maron, unified together, Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, An Yom Adin, we remember that we are, and now we are a matzeva. There's a time and a place for a mizbeach, but now we're a matzeva, standing in achdut, past, present, future. Imirtz Hashem, we should be zoche lezakot badin. Imirtz Hashem, you, me, and all of Klal Yisrael, past, present, and future.